Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Dattani Talks Daf, the shiur where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Rosh Hashanah 27. We're only having a little bit left of Rosh Hashanah, a week or so left of Rosh Hashanah. So let's see what we can see on Rosh Hashanah 27. It was taught in a braisa, the Gemara says, if one plated the shofar with gold, the law is as follows. If the gold is put on the place where the mouth rests, the shofar is not fit to use. Because in this case, the blowing is performed on the gold and not directly on the animal horn. It's an interposition. It's beautiful, but not necessary. Beautiful, but not helpful, as Rashi points out in the notes. Torah explains in the name of the Ramban, the shofar is disqualified because the gold interposes between the mouth and the shofar. It's considered he didn't blow on the shofar. So even though it's beautiful, it's getting in the way. And if it is not on the place where his mouth rests, the shofar is fit. So you can put the plating where the mouth is not actually resting, but you can't put it where the mouth is. Because the idea is you need the simplicity involved. You need to hear the sound. It cannot be an interposition. It cannot be a distraction. It cannot be something put in the way. You want to adorn it? Beautiful. Okay, put it on a different part of the shofar, but not where the mouth is. And mouth needs to be simply on the shofar itself. This reminds me of the idea I talked about on the TTOT, on Tani Talks OT, the idea of being minimalistic. A lot of times we think we want to be very showy, we want to be very keeping up with the Joneses, unfortunately. We feel the need to have the bigger house, the bigger car, this and that. We want to adorn the shofar to make it beautiful, even on the mouth. But the halacha tells us, the Gemara tells us, you can't do that. Sometimes we need to keep things simplistic. Sometimes we need to keep things minimalistic. Sometimes even Jewish artifacts get too showy, too much, too fast. Some people have an atara on their talis, which is like 85 pounds. Is that really the biggest type of mitzvah? Do you find that enjoyment of the mitzvah when it's on your head, it's weighing down your head, it's on your neck, and it's making you extremely hot in the summer, and it's super heavy, and it's so expensive that if one piece misses or one piece breaks off or you lose it, you're going to be down hundreds of dollars? Is that really the mahudra of the mitzvah? Sometimes we go too showy. We go too much. You need to have a 16,000 square foot house. You need to have a massive car with all the bells and whistles. Why? The Gemara teaches us here, the shofar cannot have the gold where the mouth is. It has to be the aspect of the mitzvah. A lulav can be the most beautiful lulav, but it still has to be that branch. We're not going to adorn it with gold. We can't adorn it with silver. It has to be the simplistic aspect. The esrog, you can't put anything on it. The hadassim and the ravs, you can't put anything on it. Yeah, it could be in a case that's beautiful, but the instrument itself has to be that. Tefillin, you can't make tefillin out of gold. It has to be leather from the animal hide. Tefillin has to be tefillin. Maybe it's because in some way Hashem wants things to be in a simplistic way. Of course, tefillin are not cheap to begin with. It's a beautiful mitzvah, but they have to be in a certain way, and the shofar here has to be in a certain way. Maybe we can learn from this to try to be a little bit minimalistic, not to live above our means, not to be showy, not to be extravagant, but to live a little minimalistic. How much do we really need? How big do we really need? How large do we really need? How showy do we really need to be? We should be modest. Avram probably had a lot of money, but he was very modest. He had a tent with the four openings, and he gave and he gave and he gave. There are many people who have a lot of money, but they have modest houses on purpose. They have small or average houses, not mansions, even though they could afford it. Because what do they do with their money? They maybe give it to tzedakah. They save it for their kids, or they do smart things with it. Instead of trying to be showy like American culture and world culture tries to push us to do, learn from the Gemara, where we can't put gold on the mouth. We have to keep it simplistic. We can't have an interposition getting in the way of doing the mitzvah. Don't do things that are showy, especially if it gets in the way of mitzvahs, and be modest, be tznius in all aspects, and you'll be rewarded for doing so. Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 28 here on the TTD.